This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Fall to me, right? College football. You start thinking about college campus. You think about, I don't know, it's a magical time. Milliken's beautiful this time of year, too, when the colors start to turn. You get that whole West End thing.
Absolutely gorgeous.
All right. Stacey Hubbard is here, Nick. And Stacey can't possibly be old enough to have a college graduate in 2014 from Milliken University.
Yes. Absolutely.
Is that true?
That is a true statement. Yes.
All right. I say that more for myself than you because I feel like we're just getting old and it's amazing how much time flies
you
by.
You too could have a child that age.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we do have one that is being recruited and we got the postcard this week.
Great.
About
I love to hear that.
Making Promise, this initiative. But let's introduce you though to the audience. You're from Central Illinois, right? Where did you graduate high school?
I graduated from Macon.
Okay.
When it was Macon. Correct.
Before everything consolidated.
Correct.
And then how did you get into higher ed?
You know, it's funny. I was, after I graduated with my bachelor's, I went to, at the time, Sangamon State in Springfield, working on my master's degree, and just so happened to, in my part-time job that I was working while I was going to school, I ran into someone who worked for the Illinois Student Assistance Commission. She was a director there, and she needed folks to hire folks to go out and train colleges and high schools and lenders on financial aid policy. And she hired me. I have no idea why, but she hired me, and that was in 1991, and I have been in financial aid ever since.
All right. It is sort of a complex, you know, landmine field, right, for folks when they kind of just see all of it. I mean, it's a little paralyzing.
It is. It's a complex process, and over the years, we've tried to streamline and make it easier to navigate, but it is a complex process, and there are tons of funds that are out there for students to access. So our whole goal is to make sure that they understand how to get to those funds.
All right. And so I would say outside of maybe purchasing your home, you know, this is one of the biggest financial investments you're talking about in your life, right?
Absolutely. 100%. And one that pays you back for the remainder of your life.
Or not. You got to be smart about it. Yes.
Correct.
All right. So you congratulations on the new gig. So you are now the Dean of Admission and Financial Aid at Milliken University.
Correct.
You're a dean.
I am.
Does that feel special when you get up every day?
I don't know. It's weird.
Huh? I mean, when you grow up, what's the first dean you run into? The guy from Animal House, right?
Exactly.
You know, and that sort of gave deans a bad name. But I love it. I think that's really cool. So you want to connect folks, and particularly here in Macon County. This Macon Promise initiative isn't brand new, but I think it's new to a lot of people, meaning that there are a lot of folks that were unaware of it. I know, for a matter of fact, my sister and my niece, who is attending Milliken, they were unaware and were pleasantly surprised to find out that they were going to get a pretty decent discount in tuition because they live here.
Right. We just, last year, of course, in the situation we were in, we just wanted to make sure our goal is to be a resource for this community, 100%. We want the students that are down the street to feel like that they can attend Milliken University. And we had a lot of students who went away to school, and when the pandemic hit, they wanted to come home. We wanted to make sure that they felt welcome to come home and to give them a discounted rate so that they could attend Milliken, you know, very economically.
All right. And so what does that mean in reduction of cost? I mean, I know it's probably all over the place with scholarships and everything else. There's not just one rate card. But what is that discount between paying full boat versus living here in Macon County?
Correct. So our current tuition this year for students outside of Macon County is $38,800 a year. The discounted rate for Macon Promise, if you're in the Macon County area, it's $26,000 a year. So it's a considerable discount. The other thing is it's locked in. So if we have to increase tuition because costs increase,
you're still locked in at the same rate.
Then you're locked in at the same rate for the 4 years that you're at Milliken. And on top of that, you can earn merit scholarships to put toward that. So the Macon Promise students aren't, you know, outside of the loop on being able to earn scholarships as well.
All right, let's talk about eligibility. So any student who's graduating or someone who has graduated, are there age limits on that?
No, not at all. If you have a Macon County address, if you live in Macon County, if you attended or are currently attending high school in Macon County, and we've included Cerro Gordo and Central A&M,
even though they're not technically
because they're local, or if you're attending Richland Community College and want to transfer in. So it's for transfer students as well.
All right, and so you got 75 of those incoming students this year on the Macon Promise, and obviously you'd like that to grow. What is it like out there, you know, in recruitment, you know, being on the other side of this? I've told Nick this on the air. I've been really surprised at just the amount of direct mail that we have received, you know, for our senior. I mean, it's almost overwhelming, you know, the number of pieces from colleges all over the United States of America. I'm sure it's a very competitive field out there. What's it like recruiting people?
It's hugely competitive. It really is. And to try to get your name in front of students, we just have to have several different avenues, from billboards to direct mail. We have recruiters out in the field that are out attending college nights, financial aid nights, college fairs, going to high schools and do individual visits, sitting in the lunchroom when students are at lunch so that they can come over and talk to them if they're interested. We're just doing a myriad of things to try and get our name out. And basically our goal is to get students onto campus. When they get onto campus,
they have to see it with their own
eyes. They have to see it. They have to see and make sure that it's a place that's a good fit for them academically, you know, socially, geographically. So just trying to get our name out and letting folks know that we're an option in Macon County and outside of Macon County, of course.
I mentioned that you can go to millikan.edu/Macon Promise to get all the details about everything we're talking about here today. Is it still a thing, though, where kids here locally feel like they have to go somewhere to get away? Yes. I mean, is that still a thing?
Yes, it's very much a thing. Yeah. My daughter did the same thing when she was looking at schools. She wanted to go away, and happenstance, she ended up back home for a semester for medical reasons and ended up attending Millikan, getting involved, and stayed and graduated. She just, you know, once she got onto campus, you don't feel like that you're, you know, at home. I mean, you're at home, obviously, because we want you to feel at home on campus, but you don't feel like you're in your own neighborhood. You are on campus. You're in a different environment. You're in the Millikan bubble. We get you involved on campus. And whether you're a commuter coming in or a student living on campus, because some of our local students live on campus and have the entire college experience.
Yeah, but they can also live at home and
Absolutely.
Save some money, and there's a lot
Absolutely.
Of different options. All right, so you've got a couple of upcoming events. There's a Macon Promise open house on Wednesday, November 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes, and that is for students to come in, visit Millikan, listen to information about the institution and about the Macon Promise program, talk to faculty, talk to students, take a tour.
And where do people go physically?
Our university center.
Okay.
On campus, the new university center that
you
we
bet.
Built out from the library.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's amazing.
That's
an amazing building.
It's an amazing building.
Do they need to RSVP or register?
We would prefer that they do.
Okay.
To make sure that we have, you know, enough things on hand, but if they don't, they can just stop in.
All right, and then there's also a campus visit day on Saturday, November 30th.
Yes, yes. We have several campus visit days throughout the year that include a gamut of things. Again, visiting campus, meeting with faculty, talking with students, taking a complete tour of campus to see all the options on campus. We're a very unique campus. We're small, but we're not a liberal arts institution. We're a small, comprehensive institution. So we've got the professional schools, the Tabor School of Business.
And that's really changed over the years.
It's really changed over the years. And we have sort of an ethos and a cross-cultural between all of our academic schools. So it's really unique when students get onto campus and hear the collaborative things that happen with students in, you know, sciences and business and that sort of thing. And
nursing. We just got done visiting with Drew Early. I saw one of the Springfield medical groups offering a $100,000 sign-on bonus for particular types of nurses. There's an incredible amount of lucrative fields to go
Huge.
Into. That Millikan is poised and ready to take advantage of. Now, you can go to millikan.edu/visit if you want to schedule an individual campus
Correct.
Visit. So if
Right.
people can't, you know, be here on these particular dates,
Yes.
you guys welcome, I'm
we
sure,
We have visits
all
every
the time.
Day.
Yeah.
Correct. Absolutely.
All right. So what's the biggest selling point? If you're sitting like, the aluminum siding sales guys used to do in someone's kitchen, you know, talking to us about why we should, you know, go to Millikan, you know, why we should convince our 17, soon-to-be 18-year-old senior to stay here and go to Millikan, what do you tell people?
I think with Millikan, our uniqueness is that we are the small comprehensive. And when James Millikan founded the institution, he had a vision for the practical learning to be alongside of the theoretical and the fine arts. And that is exactly what we are today. And you can experience anything on the campus. So it is a diverse campus academically. You know, our students are diverse and they get practical learning skills. We have a performance learning ethos that just runs across every major on campus. So students are in their performing their area of interest immediately, whether it's on stage or in an office or in a classroom. We really do prepare students for success all the way around. And our success rate has been and has withstood the test of time. I think the lowest it's been since I've been involved with Millikan since 2004 was maybe 98%. It's been 97% maybe. It's been very high.
All right. So you're looking at, with the Making Promise, you know, for a four-year degree, $104,000, you know, which is expensive. Everything is
sure,
today.
Sure.
But it's a manageable thing. You know, when kids are sort of planning out and what they're going to do in life and what the benefits are going to be out of that $104,000 investment, you're saving a significant amount of money by going to Millikan if
Absolutely.
You live right here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are very comparable with this rate and the scholarships that students can get to apply toward the rate. We're very comparable with any institution.
I just think that, you know, from a parental perspective and from an education perspective, you're not one out of 30,000 unknown names. I mean, you go to these
correct.
Larger campuses, even as good as University of Illinois is,
right.
You're just one tiny ant in a whole
right.
system. Whereas at Millikan, and Nick, you're a graduate, I'm sure it has more of a family sort of feel, that it's not uncommon to be able to see, the president of the university and they know your name.
Mm-hmm. That when you asked her what the number one thing that stood out to Millikan, I had never asked myself what I got out of it. That was the number one thing. And I could have pointed at the instruction and everything. There were a lot of things, facilities, friends, experience, but it was exactly that. Every teacher knew me and knew my context. And so I had I got the one-on-one instruction. Classes were never too big. And that was the number one thing that stood out. I knew my teachers. They knew my work. They knew my shortcomings, how to fix things I needed to do. It was because it was so small and just the right size.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get the college experience, but you're not just a number in the middle of a huge population base. So that's fantastic. Well, listen, good luck with this. Anything we can do to help spread the word, because it is a great advantage for the
yes.
folks here in Macon County to be able to, and I know kids, kids want to run off and then they go off and they fail and they come back and they find mm-hmm. a different path. Millikan might be that course. And I know you guys
Absolutely.
Work with Richland
sure.
Community College, sometimes, it's 2 years at Richland and then there's some really impressive numbers about what those 2 year kids at Richland then go on to do at Millikan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We get a number of students every year from Richland. As a matter of fact, we have staff that are there weekly talking to students.
Yeah,
and we have 2+2 programs, so you can go into Richland with the intent to transfer directly
right,
to
and
Millikan.
Their numbers are even more impressive than the already impressive overall numbers from
right.
what I understand.
Right.
So that's just there's lots of options out there mm-hmm. for you. And I think that everything we can do to get kids down a path and then to see themselves there. You said visiting campus. I know
Absolutely.
It's so important. We got a lot of kids in District 61. When we started the Ag Academy, when we started some of the other, mm-hmm. programs, they couldn't envision themselves into
right.
something they didn't even know existed, right?
Exactly.
And so how do we get more of those kids on that campus?
Right. And it's funny, the last visit day, the students coming out of the biology session, because we have the academic sessions, and they dissected a strawberry or something. And, they were doing
sure.
what they may be doing on a very small level. But to see the excitement and to see, hey, I could see myself here in this lab, to continue my education, it's pretty amazing to see, honestly. It's
great stuff. Millikan.edu/Making Promise. You can check it out. Stacey, we appreciate it. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.